وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program for humanity. We are looking at the human being and what makes him him from the perspective of the Quran, because sometimes we do need to understand ourselves and also understand others, because if we don't understand that much, we will surely do wrong by others. And by doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously will put me and you to the questioning. So we need to preserve the human rights and rights that we have between us as human beings. So understanding who we are is pretty much a key to begin this whole human rights conversation or topic. Now, interestingly enough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has described mankind in many ways and in different ways. Sometimes He mentions the good aspects and the good things about the human beings, and sometimes He mentions the negative aspects of human beings. So Allah in the Quran says, when He created mankind, He says, أَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورُهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Both the good and the evil were embedded into man, and he makes the choice. And sometimes we make the wrong choice, if not all the time. Or at least, let's say, most of the time, to be quite fair. Now, when we look at the human being and we want to dissect that human being, we find out a number of things. And now, in terms of the negative aspects of the human being, or at least, let's say, things that he does best, one of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes mankind to be, is that he's weak. We are weak creatures in terms of physical body, in terms of mentality as well. We're not as strong as we seem we are, because one of the things that makes human beings have too much pride in themselves and takes them to the stage of takabbur, as we say in Arabic or from an Islamic perspective, he becomes an oppressor. And when he does, then obviously he will take every right of other human beings, as you see with tyrants and dictators and what have you, or sometimes even systems made by men who think that they are more stronger, more powerful than the rest. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says human beings, in fact, are weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter An-Nisa, verse 28, يُرِدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah wants to take it easy on you and not burden you with too much. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human beings in their creation, to begin with, they're weak. They're created weak, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knew that if He gives them any more power, more than what they have, they will be ruthless, oppressive creatures. I mean, with that kind of weakness that we have to begin with, yet we see ourselves above everything. And sometimes we reach the stage where we assume that we are God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the classical example of shaitan. And the classical example, for example, of Fir'aun. Now, shaitan, since he's not a human being, so we can't use him as an example. But when it comes to Fir'aun, he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى. I am your greatest Lord. So we reach that stage of oppressiveness. And then, obviously, every crime will happen. Let us take a short break and then we will continue this discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we said before the break, we said human beings were created weak. That's how Allah described us. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Al-Asr in verse 2, he says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Surely mankind is in a state of always losing. We can look at this loss in a number of ways. We look at this loss in terms of, let's say, we lose time, we lose health, we lose power, we lose everything. As we get older, we're constantly losing rather than gaining. And this is, again, a sign of weakness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us in a stage of weakness. We begin weak. We can't eat by ourselves. We can't walk. We can't talk. We can't even move unless our parents move us at the stage of childhood. And as we grow older, obviously with weakness, and then we get to make it to a certain age of our life, and then we start going down. And as we go down, the same process starts to repeat itself, for as old we get in fable and what have you, we will need someone to feed us and someone to change our clothes and so on and so forth. So you can see that sense of a human being begins weak, and he dies weak. But yet, he still acclaims and thinks that he is above everything and he's more powerful and he can do so much. Rather than we are very weak. Also, when it comes to our personality, not just the body, our personality, we are also weak. And mind you, when we say weak, this weakness not given or forced on us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather, we cause this weakness to ourselves. We can be as strong as we want if we decide to. When it comes to our personalities, we find ourselves weak in the front of desires, weak in the front of pleasures, weak in terms of trying to, you know, gain as much as we can of this world. And this weakness, if we can say the least, even where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and Eve, and he said to them, do not eat from that tree. Yet the human nature kicked in Adam and Eve, and they went and they ate the tree. Now, I don't want to get into this topic, but the idea is that we can see that happening from the early stages of mankind when it comes to his pleasures and desires and his wants. Then you can see that weakness happening over time, and we become weaker and weaker. So there are, if we look at our lives, each one of us, we will find that each of us is pretty much controlled and chained to one of his desires or pleasures. Oh, he feels weak at it. And that's why the Quran came, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they were trying to teach us how we can break free from all these chains that brings me down and makes me weaker. So they want us to get over our ego, for example, control our desires, control our pleasures, control every aspect of our life. Otherwise, we will be chained to it, and we will be enslaved by it. So we have to get up. So Allah says every human being is in loss except the believers. So believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying on the track, trying to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refraining from committing sins. Those people who connect to Allah, they connect to the ultimate power. Therefore, they're not weak, even if their body is feeble. But their soul, which is what matters here, is a strong, or at least stronger than iron itself. So the choice is mine and yours. But at least we have to be sure that when it comes to weakness, and we are enslaved to our desires, then we will create plenty of mischief on earth. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.